Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Oh my gosh, so romantic. We have the 1 month anniversaries going on with the couples. All of the couples did such romantic things to get a little bit more time together.
Oh, sorry, I was just hanging out with my friends.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
AfterBuzz TV. Hey guys, after party here. After show and after party. Yeah, Maddie decided to join us, you know, like Luke, late in the game. So, whatever. You are with the greatest fan on the world, right?
It's true.
The after show.
Accurate.
Here for Married at First Sight, season 8, episode 9, 1 month anniversary. We have all things to talk about, including Luke, of course. I know everyone in the chat is going crazy about Luke already. So, of course, the natural thing to do is just keep him to the end, right? The best for last. But we have all of that to talk about there. 1 month anniversary celebrations, how they brought it in. Mm-hmm. But before we do all of this awesomeness, let me introduce my lovely panel. We have Maddie.
Hi, I'm Maddie Pucks. I'm happy to be back. I can't wait to talk about Luke and everyone else, obviously.
Karn.
Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be here.
And we got Mike.
What's up, guys? I really just want to talk about Luke and Kate.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So, overall thoughts this episode. What are we thinking?
Oh man. I'm thinking a lot.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know what to think because today we actually got to watch the after show. Their after show.
Oh, unfiltered, yes!
Yes.
Our after show is better than unfiltered.
A little bit, yeah.
No shots fired. But, so, it gives a little bit more insight. But again, basically what this whole season is boiling down to is Kate and Luke. We're going to talk about the other couples, but we're basically just going to say, yeah, everything's pretty great.
Pretty
great. All
much.
Right. And
well,
then, I mean, pretty great, relatively. They're kind of boring. Yeah.
So, I mean, overall, Jasmine kind of blew me. I'm not taking Will's side, you know, but we'll talk about that when we get to it.
Touché. Mm-hmm. Okay, Maddie, overall?
Yeah, I think all the other couples except for Luke and Kate, that's another topic we'll get to, but then we see the preview for next episode with AJ and Steph, and I don't know.
Oh, she's clinging on to
the crazy eyes.
You're fine. Luke and Kate are going to end up with their own spinoff show. It's going to be Luke and Kate plus 8 because they have a bunch of kids.
Oh, God, that's horrible. But let's start with Steph and AJ. They seem like the easiest for this episode, but Maddie's, I know, in a different term here. So I'm not going to lie, Mike. I told him that I have to give him props where props are due. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of loving Steph and AJ.
He's been there the whole time. So. AJ's been amazing the entire time.
He's really into it.
And so, yeah.
They're super cute. They're super cute.
They are super cute for now. Right. I will say that.
He's a hater. Okay, well, Canadians are supposed to be nice. He's a hater.
I'm really nice, but I'm a hard.
So, let's hear it, Maddie.
I never said I was trusting, but I'll be nice. I think that, you know, he's so into it, and it's really cute, and they're really compatible. Like, you can't deny that. Yep. And, you know, they went to the go-karting, and that was really cute, and they're really competitive and whatever. But I think he's going to snap.
It's too perfect.
Yeah,
It's too perfect, really? But I have to give him props for the sentiments. Like, the flowers were beautiful.
They're really thoughtful.
I loved her gift to him. It was really thoughtful. So I'm like, they're getting along, but it's just too perfect. Like, I still feel like there's something hiding in there.
Do you think it's too perfect from a marriage perspective or from a brand new relationship perspective? Because, hear me out, if they're actually perfect for each other, 1 month in, you're still in that really giddy, I like you so much, and blah, 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 it's all roses and rainbows and unicorns and fairies, right? So is it just that?
I think it's like a facade. I just feel like something's being hidden. I feel like I just feel like there's a part of his personality that we keep getting an opportunity to see that he's hiding, he's holding it back, and he's making up for it with all of this, like, laughter and it's, you know, this, like, grandiose happiness. I just feel like it's hiding something.
For the camera.
Yeah, because he goes to levels. Like, he goes from really, really happy to, like, really disturbed.
Yeah.
Like, normal people, like, Will has a middle ground. Will will kind of look at you like, so you think that was a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll, like, rationalize where like, what's his name? AJ kind of just, like, no, get it. Like,
I just think it's editing. I just think it's editing.
He flips. I'm not going to lie. He does. Because sometimes I'm like, okay, dude, it's just a picture. Mm-hmm. But,
I think they're reaching for stuff. I don't think there needs to be a conspiracy theory with them because we have all the negativity you could ever want in Kate and Luke. So it's like they used all of it up over there. We just have kind of three good couples.
Yeah, I'm loving that. I want to know what the chat thinks. All of the comments down below.
I'll tell you what the chat thinks. Tell me. Carmen's hair is on point.
Okay. Thank you.
Right? Okay. Yes. You got that right off the bat.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
But you see, Yuhus is in the chat. I do love, I love the good point. AJ admits he has mood swings. So, I love it. Deirdre Ricketts, welcome to the chat. He cray cray.
And he did. When they rated themselves, he's like, I would call it perfect, but I do have room to grow, and I did have things that I had to correct. So, I gave him props for that. I was like, okay, that's cool. He knows that he's a little off. Okay.
Yeah, thank God. Because if he was like, I'm perfect.
Right.
And he was like, this relationship. Well, he does say that the relationship is really good. He never says it's perfect. But
like, I'm willing to admit that there are 100% times between my wife and I in my relationship that I've done stupid stuff and blown up for no reason. And then later you're like, why did I do that? It was so stupid.
Yeah,
and if there was a camera on me, I would look terrible. And I'm not terrible. We have a fantastic marriage and relationship.
Okay, Sam, Luke, calm
I'm just saying.
Down.
Just saying.
No, I'm just kidding.
My mom does not creepy grab hands and like Luke's oddly mom. Talk to my wife about her next husband, basically. Right.
Okay. Well, what do you think about the ratings? First of all, I love that, you know, they're watching our after show. And
yeah, they stole our thing.
They totally stole that thing.
You know, whatever.
You're welcome, Lifetime.
I can tell about, like, the 0.8s and the 0.5s. I'm like,
that was our thing.
I love it. But, you know, a trend, which I know every single one of us picked up, okay, Christine's 8.9. Just like we don't count, well, we love you, Carmen, but just like we don't count point decimals here.
Things
we
you can't find out on air, you know what I mean?
We can't count point decimals here. Every single couple had the same score minus that 0.9 that Christine had, and the only couple that didn't is the, you know, last couple that we'll get to. But what did you guys think about the the nines that they gave one another, Steph and AJ, before we move on?
I think it fits their perfect little... We're not going to let anything bad show.
I agree. I just want to hit up the chat. Deirdre Ricketts says, Mike, me, sees himself in AJ. I'd say probably right, because I think AJ's just a regular, normal guy. Just like Reality with B says AJ's stressed out from the filming schedule. I think the same thing. I think it's just a normal person, and the cameras happen to capture him at some of the most terrible moments. And
you think those reactions are normal? Do we really think those reactions are normal?
Like a hangry person?
Like
I've seen my wife flip out
hangry.
Yeah. And that's all I thought he was last week with the sports bar game thing and whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm. Okay. Well,
I just don't think it's as extra as it's portrayed.
Well, touche. But we do have a little extra message because we do love you. We might like love our fans like even more than AJ. You know, like supposed
to we love you
day.
More than Luke loves Kate, for
that's sure.
Sure.
Hello. So we got a little special message for you.
Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. 5.
Same
because
code.
What else would you give us, right? Mm-hmm.
The other buttons don't work.
Exactly. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Hey, chat. Hey, guys. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate your support in what we're doing and how much we love it. We couldn't do it without you guys. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. Thanks, guys.
Yes, rock.
Thank you. Thank you. Our extended panel. They yes. are legit. Bring
you
up
guys are on point.
On point. Bring up the best topics.
Are we talking about it. Will next?
Let's talk about it.
Because CU Who's rightly points out, Will gave himself a 10 and changed it to 7.
Right? Did it?
Very sly. Not really that? Sly.
It wasn't really
I
sly.
I thought he said I wouldn't give anybody a 10.
By himself. I thought it was an 8.
Yeah, and then he makes it down to 9, and he's like, yeah, because that's the top. And no one gets a 10. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Okay, let's just talk about, I guess, them up until this point. So... Mm-hmm. Them up into the rating. I mean, they're talking about like all of the things that they love about one another. Like mm-hmm. Will says that his comfort level has gotten tremendously better. Jasmine is like, you know, tonight may be the night mm-hmm. and we're getting close. They go celebrate their 1 month anniversary at, you know, the winery where they got married, all of that good stuff. They rate each other a 7. So I guess to mm-hmm. get...
Back I think that's realistic.
It's realistic. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I was actually surprised that Jazz didn't rate herself higher, like a 9.
We've right. been rating them higher consistently mm-hmm. than they yes. rated themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So which that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. When they went to the winery, I was like, can you guys just like have sex on the stairs?
I know. We were like, do it.
I was down for that winery. Like he yes. was like, the mood is right. There's wine in the basement. I was like, do it.
Yes. Like get you some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, someone messes it up. We're going to go around the panel. Who messed it up this episode?
Jazz messed it up.
Jazz.
I just.
Mike? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I'm going to say Will, I think. What? I feel like I'm always the opposite of you guys.
It's cool, though.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that. So I think Jazz messed it up, too. So let me hear why you think it was Will.
I think that she was feeling maybe a tiny bit insecure in the relationship because they haven't had sex yet. So she needed that little boost. And I know I'm not encouraging him to lie, but he could have just been like, okay. Yeah, like you're a little bit higher than whatever. And then she would have been like, yes, I'm in the mood. We're at the winery. Let's do it.
You know how like sometimes you should just like enjoy where you are and not dig yeah. and look for a problem. I feel like she looked for something more. It wasn't yeah. necessary to talk about.
It wasn't yeah. necessary. And if you're going to be bold enough to ask the question, then you have to be cool ready. Enough to respect the answer.
And he literally.
So, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I cut you off. I'm sorry. No,
the flip side of that is. Dumb answer.
Right!
It is. But I'm not, yes. I'm still putting more of the blame on her, but stupid yeah. answer. At worst, you give her what she gave herself.
Seven.
Be like, no, right. The best thing to do is either, I think you're a little bit hard on yourself. I think you're doing fantastic. Like, you're yeah. easily an 8. Or, you know, I appreciated what you said 100% and I agree. Mm-hmm. I think we're both where we're at and we're going to do so much better. So I think we're both 7s. Why go lower
why
than
what you... Why did
he give her a 6? Oh my God. That's just dumb.
The fact that it was 0.2. Like, was your sanity really worth right. that 0.2? Like, your ability... So I'm going to respectfully say that I definitely think Jazz messed this up. She... Only because I don't think the question was the mood breaker, but just like you said, Mike, if you're going to ask for it, you need to be ready to hear the answer.
She should have
like,
been like, "What?" Like she should have asked, "Like, okay, this is interesting. Let's talk about that." It made it yeah. fun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't agree with her no. actually asking that, but he could have just stepped it up a little bit so right. she wouldn't get mad. Right,
at least say the 7 and keep it moving.
But why did he break her down? He is so into breaking her down to build her up. He is so into doing that. He breaks her down. Like, why yeah. would you give her a 6.8 from a 7? That is petty. That,
but then he tries to reason with that and he yeah. is like, okay, but I don't count a 10 and I would never give anyone a 10, so now it's a 9. And then I actually gave you a better rating.
Than you gave yourself.
Than you gave yourself.
Like, that was a good
what
one.
What a mind.
That is so, yeah, that such was a mind twisted mind. Mathematics he's got going on.
He's good.
I also,
he's good.
I do not like people that do that either.
Yeah, I don't
like, know. Sorry, if you're going to Yelp, if you're going to other stuff, there is such a thing as a perfect. You can give a 10 out of 10
like
and
okay.
go to a better restaurant, and they can also get a 10. It's okay. You can yeah. rate something perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
And not have any qualms about it. So no, this whole, well, I would only ever give somebody a 9. Then a 9 is your 10. If right. that's the top you'd ever give, then yeah, that's what
that's
it is.
That's what he's saying. Well, okay, I get it.
So that's stupid.
Oh my gosh.
Then don't. Use a 10 and give her a 7.8 or whatever. It's just silly.
Yeah, it's like...
That's backpedaling semantics.
All I heard 100%. Was like, wah, wah. Like, I knew the night was over. Yeah, like, well, there goes the sex. And I was so hoping they were going to have sex this night. Oh, I'm like, tonight's the night. It's the anniversary.
Yeah, and I was feeling really happy because it's like we said before, stop pushing it. Mm-hmm. Stop mentioning it. Let it happen naturally. And I feel like it was just about to happen naturally. And it
so,
didn't.
Yeah. But we got the counterpoint in the chat. So this is great. Saria Rhea. I hope I'm saying it right. Saria Ray. Wow, I'm surprised the panel saying Jasmine should have manned up about his answer. It was supposed to be a romantic night, just be nice. And she asked him with a smiley face and jokey tone. I agree, but I still feel like I stand by. She had to be open to getting the answer.
Yeah.
And she could have handled it much better and probably kept the tone of the romantic night.
At least be humble about it. Like, okay, well. I'm interested to see the self that might hurts.
Honestly, I'd probably just make fun of the point too because it's meaningless. It's the same thing she gave herself, but he's kind of just razzing her, maybe. So she could have taken it like that and just been done and start making out.
I mean, she could have been like, "Well, let me see if I can fix that," and gave him a kiss.
They're both petty.
You know? Wow.
But that's smart. But I'll say this. I have not proudly done this kind of thing where I've asked like my boyfriend or guy I've dated a question jokingly, but half the time you're serious and you're like, oh, what do you think about like this? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And then in the end, you get in a huge fight.
Exactly.
You don't hear what you want to hear and they say the wrong thing.
Girls do this.
Girls do it all the time. Don't fall for it, guys. Carmen, even Carmen was like, we are so female. We are so weird.
Right. We are.
Like, anyway. Well, speaking of, you know, a little weird, we can move on to, let's do Christine and Keith.
You think?
Let's go.
Yes. Let's get these perfect people out of the way.
Let's get these perfect people out of the way.
Kisses.
So they rated themselves. Keith gave himself an 8 and Christine an 8.9. I think this is pretty on point.
I think it's pretty good. Realistic.
Yeah. That's fine.
A lot of progress happening with them.
And like he wasn't offended by his, like, 8 and her 8.9. Like, he was like, for real? And he laughed it off. Like, he gave me the reaction that I wanted to get from a situation like that.
Keith's not offended by anything. I feel like Keith's a really passive guy.
Keith probably knows that she is doing most of the stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Touché. 0.9 on me. So what do y'all think about him? First of all, shout out to the person in the live chat who called the whole like cooking class thing last week.
Amazing. I tried to find that.
Yeah. So if you're in the chat, scream out a big like or type out a big me so that we can give you kudos.
100%.
But yeah, I love that. I love that he, and not only did the cooking class together, he did it himself. And I think that was even cuter.
Yeah, that was cute. Yes. I was scared she was going to be like this. Isn't good, but she's like, I love this.
I know. I had
to take like point something cuteness away because they were still in the school. I thought he went back home and was gonna replicate it. I don't know. It took something away from me. I don't know why.
He's just the guy that I've always thought he is. Like, he doesn't complain when you tell him what you like. He actually does what you like. How many women want a guy who will actually listen and respond when there's something missing? Like, hey, babe, you know what will help? If you do this, and Keith's kind of like, okay.
He's trying.
He got on the treadmill.
Makes an effort.
He got into cooking.
That's great.
Decorated. I think Keith is doing a good job. He's putting out a good effort. I don't think he's ready for kids, though. But was that next week?
He's really into kids.
He's like, I want 3 kids right now.
He probably wants to be a better dad than his dad was.
Yeah.
He's ready. He like wants to be.
Man.
What do you think, Manny?
Is he just trying all this stuff for the camera? This is what I'm asking myself. So it might be interesting to see how that unravels with them. But I like them as a couple.
You know what?
So I don't want to think that.
Normally I would say, I mean, that's a valid question because normally in these type of shows you really have to consider that.
Sure.
But there's something authentic about Keith. Like I feel like on camera, off camera, I respect that he is legit trying.
But their relationship started on camera. So if being on camera is kind of what it takes for him to open up and try new things and and help out that way, then that's cool. Like, maybe it's meant to be. If the whole thing started that way and... Yeah. And that's what it is.
You know, this is a good point to make. Guys, they say guys treat their women how they treat their mothers. And if he has a lot of respect for the women in his life and he's very appreciative and respectful of them and how that they help take care of him, maybe he's just willing to show his wife that same love and appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, a lot of love in the chat for Keith. You guys, I love Keith. Stephanie, Saria, Siuhus, Shar, everybody. Genuine, nice guy. Yeah, Keith's good.
I'm glad that he has. Okay. Christine is like enough tough for him. Like, yes. She's tough enough. Like, 100%. He needs somebody that's not passive. Yeah. Like,
and whoever said it,
we know.
Sharp, she's a catch. That's right. Someone else said Keith got a complete catch. You're 100% right. See who's Keith hit the jackpot. Yeah, that's right. He knows it. Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, he's got to put in some extra effort.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can we get to why we're really here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The majority of the episode, of course, will be spent talking about the train wreck.
Oh, my gosh.
That is this couple.
The train is derailed.
Couple in gigantic, like, three quotes.
Can we even call them a couple? What are they?
Technically, they're married.
They're acquaintances. Acquaintances.
All right.
Kate, roommates.
Yeah.
Exactly. Roommates.
Kate and Luke. So, I got so much of Kate and Luke. So, Kate, we expected it. We were like, when we started hearing all the couple, the ratings and the numbers, it was like, this is going to be the only couple that does not rate themselves the same or even darn near close. Kate rates herself a...
Or near close to what we rate them.
They gave themselves way too much.
Yeah.
Kate rated herself a 6.5. Luke rated himself a 7.5.
No. Yep.
There's that confidence.
And then he tries to give her that confidence boost and says, oh, baby, you're doing better than that.
He's like,
Yeah.
She should get a 10 she's been through.
She should get a 10, but I mean, I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, both of you guys are way overshooting this thing.
He's like, no, you're not doing that bad. Yeah, she's not. Yeah, dude. She's not doing anything bad at all. Where are you so delusional?
She is. You know what she's doing bad? She's not backbone. Where is her backbone? I think she cooked it for dinner.
That's true. Yeah.
Luke ate it when he came home.
I don't want to jump to backbone.
You guys bought that backbone from yesterday? Maybe we can take it for lunch. She's like, no, you can take
you
it all
take
for
it.
Lunch. Yeah.
So happy we had capers
I'll
to go.
I'll take all the backbone.
We have had capers to go with your backbone.
Okay. Let's bring it on in. Let's first talk about anything left for dinner. Like, is there anything else we have left to talk about at the dinner table when they had dinner with the couples? They're rating.
Dinner with the couples. Oh,
no. But Kate was always looking at, like, she always does this with Steph, and she's like, I just wish that was my relationship.
Yeah.
I just see them so happy, and then that's all I have to say about that.
Yep. Because Kate's expectation is Steph's reality.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right?
It's so sad. It's true.
I feel so bad for her.
Don't feel bad. We didn't do it.
I know. The experts really screwed up. But it seems like they're like at a 3 out of 4 right now.
I feel bad, but I 100% maintain that after this show, if some miracle they stay together, whatever. If not, as is probably going to happen, she is going to be so set, like, forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I hope so.
Another Lifetime show, Bachelor, something.
She's
going to have guys knocking down her door everywhere she goes.
Yep, 100%.
Like, she's so awesome.
Cute. She mentions what it is you're drinking.
Oh, first of all, the tea that she spilled on Luke. She said this man came home. I'm like hitting the table and every darn thing.
Well, no, because he brought it up first, though. So be fair, he brought it up first again.
He's like,
again.
You know what it is.
You drink too much.
Come on.
Kate, in the back of her mind, I know she's like, look, I didn't say this on camera last episode, but you got me on the wrong day this episode. You're the one that came home at 3 a.m. Oh, I'm sorry.
He didn't come home
and threw up at 3 a.m. because you were drinking so much.
And then stayed somewhere else.
Yeah.
Stayed somewhere
else?
He was like,
you know what my problem is. And she's like, what? And all of us standing here watching the episode, we're like, what? What is the problem?
We're like,
I was like, there's no way it could be this alcoholic thing again. She has like 3 sips of wine. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't watch them 24/7, right? But
and you know, it's
you would think the show would show it.
No, but what makes me so freaking frustrated on top of Luke in general is that they both are keeping secrets off camera.
Yes.
Like, yeah. She is protecting him. What agreement do you guys have? Like, it makes me feel like this agreement that I said episodes ago that they're just trying to make it halfway decent on camera.
She finally broke down and cried. I'm like, let it out, sis.
And
yes.
That was real. Yeah. That was, that was 100% authentic.
But then she wakes up and he's gone in the morning. He leaves out at 8:30 and stays out until 8 p.m. on their anniversary for the show. Yeah.
And apparently he sets an alarm for 8 a.m. or 8:30 or whatever.
Like, can't oversleep.
And then she obviously hears him leave and she...
What are you doing with your friends?
Dinner for
what
them?
Were you doing the night before that you need an alarm for 8:30? It's not that early.
No, this is the thing.
Dinner after that.
She leaves, and then she prepares dinner for, like, God knows how many hours, and then he, like, comes in the door slowly at 8.
I can't.
That's pretty late.
Yeah. And Mike stood up for this part. Like, he couldn't even sit down to watch the episode.
I was ready. That was so strange. Everything about it was so strange. Say, you know, mention nothing. And they had this random casual conversation about the food and, oh, I can't wait for this sauce. And I was like, you're nicer to the sauce than to Kate. Literally.
He said capers, too.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I was like,
so
who would point
capers.
At capers?
That's exciting.
You know what I thought? And maybe you, what's you guys' thoughts on this? You know how some couples say that people intentionally start arguments so that they can then... separate, mm-hmm. do their own thing, and then come back together.
Yeah, that's not happening here.
Yeah, but I'm questioning because he brought up, well, I wasn't sure how we left off last night or how you were feeling last night. So your intentions were to not make her feel better, but to be like, well, let me give her space and let me do my own thing. Do you think in the back of his mind, like, does he just not care? Or did he intentionally be like, let me use this as an excuse, let me use this opportunity?
Some people, when they argue, they do need space and they mm-hmm. don't want to be consoled right away and fix. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of person I like to fix it right away, but mm-hmm. some people argue and they like space. This is not, we had an argument. This is like a legit deal breaker in your relationship and these accusations of alcoholism when you yourself are drinking and staying up and not coming home and things like that. It's pot calling the kettle, right? So
yeah.
that explanation doesn't hold water to me at all. And I don't understand. The perception that I get is that off camera, everything's awesome. But on camera, it's terrible, which is normally the opposite. It's like the opposite of what you guys are saying with Steph and AJ, right? It's almost a little bit too fake on camera, and maybe they're fighting and stuff off. Who is better off camera than on?
I think they're even worse. I think they're even worse off camera. I think it's horrible. And you know what? Like Soraya Ray brought up a ridiculously good point. At the end, at the end of the show, Luke says he cares deeply for Kate. It's a bold-faced lie, and he repeats it again and again. He is sadistic and manipulative.
He is.
Touché. Mm-hmm. And I think her saying that she keeps falling for him. I don't think that's true. I think she is having an issue defining falling in love and then just being comfortable and attached to having a being. I think the fact that she has a pulse, well, he's not a pulse, but, you know, a heartbeat at least, something present beside her, she's in love with that part.
Let me ask you guys a question.
I don't know.
As ladies, as women, mm-hmm. at what point do we stop feeling sorry for Kate or whatever and start being really pissed that she's not standing
tonight.
Up for herself. And
tonight.
Is it tonight? Was this tonight?
No. For me, 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she just started to really say, like, well, you know it's not working. If it's not good, you just say it is cool. But he always wants to look perfect on camera, almost like, let's not do this right now. Like, let's talk about this later. Like, don't call me out on camera. But tonight, she kind of was like, you're
she's
the one
up.
That didn't come. Yeah, she's fed up. I wanted to see her, like, throw the sauce on him when he walked in the door.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for. Like,
I wanted
green grits or something to come out. Like, I was ready for the grits.
But yeah.
I'm like, he's making her feel like a 6.5. That's why she gave herself a 6.5.
I said when she woke up and he wasn't there and she knew what happened, like, she should have gotten wrecked. Like, just start drinking. Have her friends come over.
Yeah.
She should have been having wine with, like, four dudes and like three girls exactly. having a party and have him come home and be like, what? Okay, we're leaving now.
Exactly.
Yeah. She got Maddie.
Dinner's
she
in is... the stove. It's leftover McDonald's. It's leftover McDonald's like, that
you
I got.
Go and cook for him? You go and yeah. cook for him after
yeah, that? Yeah, that was pathetic no. on her part. And she no. keeps saying, I wrote it down as soon as like I've heard it for every episode with her. She keeps saying, I have given everything to him that's me. And she's trying her best. And she just, like, won't give up on him for some reason. And all he ever says back is, I don't know what to say. Like, he's not even like, I'm so sorry. I went out with my friends. I'm so sorry you cried.
I want to point out what It's Ray Ray just said in the mm-hmm. chat. This is very astute. I think it's tough for Kate because she already has low self-esteem. And the experts are kind of going along with it. It's very true. The experts are not at all, from what I've seen, entertaining. Taking maybe up. You guys should break up. This right. is not working. We put you in a bad situation. It's this odd kind of, nope, keep going. Like, you know, relationships take work. Yeah, they take work mm-hmm. when you're building from a happy place. It's not yeah. negative right off the bat. And, well, yeah. we're just going to, you know, smash this into a box that's perfect.
It's Do weird.
We, I mean, ratings?
And then he
ratings.
And then in the post show, the For post them? Show, he had the nerve to break down and cry because he had to finally see himself.
Oh, the post show God. Is very, very strange.
Let's talk Unfiltered. So first off, thanks to everyone who keeps us in the forum about Unfiltered because time difference, we can't always catch it. But this week, baby, we caught it. At least yeah. Luke's part because mm-hmm. we fast forward everything else. He yeah. said,
I feel bad for Keith's dad, but like,
yeah, I do. Yeah. But Luke said, or first of all, touche to Christine because she stepped in more than the experts you're yes. saying. Like, as far as being a support system and actually being the experts that there are, Christine stepped up and was yes. like, no, tell your truth. She you was, want us to understand? Then freaking tell us.
Yeah, she was That's like, a- you're always so perfect on camera and it's always such a different thing when you're not on camera. So what's really happening? And I was like, thank you, sis. And that's why you're great for Keith.
Exactly.
I did find a little bit of the irony in taking marriage advice from the other person. Person who's only been
She's
married
like,
a
what
month.
Is your problem?
But that being said, she was on it point. Was, so that's great.
She was on point. But he legit started. I mean, y'all, he got really upset. I think to the tune of like people probably felt pretty bad for him. I mean, he was tearing up and had to take a break. And I think he feels bad about seeing himself on TV, how he's portraying, and let's not even talk about the hair loss. But do y'all keeps, think that he's stressed?
Now okay. we have to talk about it.
He's obviously stressed. He's obviously stressed out. And he keeps repeating, which is very fascinating, that, and the experts, Dr. Jessica, everybody, you're a good guy. You are a good person deep down. He keeps saying, I know I am. I know I am. But look, the things he's done on the show, some very specific ones, are just not good person things at yeah. all. They're not respectful at a base level. Forget you actually think this is your wife and you care about. So it's really strange. Anybody who sees him in the street watching the show is probably tearing him down. He's getting torn up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like a hard thing to say. I'm just going to say it and I'm not saying it to offend anybody, okay?
This is why Carmen's on the panel.
But do you think that he just doesn't want to say, I'm not attracted to her because I like ethnic women? Do you think that he doesn't want to come out his mouth and say, I thought y'all were going to give me what I liked and she's not
yeah.
it?
Of course.
No, yeah. You know, maybe yeah. he wanted an African-American woman or a Hispanic woman and maybe he doesn't want to say that to even make it even worse.
So that's a good question. So do we think that he thinks it sounds worse saying I'm just not into you and I'm dead inside than turning it into a race thing?
Yeah, yeah. Like maybe he doesn't want to make it a race thing on TV and make it even worse.
Well, turning
that
her,
could
yeah.
possibly be
worse. To me, that's
load.
Not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. To say, look, I'm not attracted to you. To out and out just say race specifically, I'm not attracted to white girls, mm-hmm. that's silly because I guarantee you there's white women he's attracted to. But you don't even have to take it there. Just being open and honest and say, I'm not attracted to you. Mm-hmm. There's no offense in that. There's no whatever. There's plenty of people I come across that I'm not attracted. I wouldn't want to date. There's nothing wrong with that.
But he was raised by a passive-aggressive mother, and now he's passive-aggressive, and he doesn't know how to communicate effectively. So he That's shows true. It in passive-aggressive ways, and, like leaving yeah. the house at 8 a.m. and not yeah. coming back until the night.
And making her out to be an alcoholic, yeah, even like, though you she's know clearly not.
Yeah, she's Maddie, drinking to handle you.
Maddie, because I'm curious to know, as far as your thoughts, do you feel bad that he now has to portray, he's now been like labeled a villain, Do you feel bad for him that the world thinks he's a villain?
No, because, you know, there's so many episodes and he knew what he was doing. And
did he, though? Because he did mention, like, I realized, like, pretty much how bad I was. I knew I wasn't doing a good job, but I realized how horribly I was messing up.
Yeah, he had the chance to be like, look, this isn't working with this girl's, with this girl. And obviously, he was talking to producers the whole time. He could have said something.
That's the part, like, I'm confused about.
Like, he dragged it on,
like,
for so long.
I kind of, a little teeny bit,
feel bad for him
because I think that he is literally, he knows this isn't it. Yeah. He's not trying to lead her on. He's not trying to make her think it's what it is, but then he's also trying not, he doesn't know what's going to be edited into the show, so he's trying not to embarrass her in the interviews. Like, man, this is not it. She's not it,
I feel the same way. I think, as God's honest truth, I think deep down he is a perfectly good guy. I really think he is, but I don't know what's going through his head. Obviously, we don't know what's going through his head. He's dug himself into this hole that he cannot get out of, and he's done nothing but dig himself deeper and deeper and deeper. Maddie said it perfect. What should have happened on this after show, or maybe the next one, whatever, is, look, I was a jerk this whole show. I did this the whole wrong way. I've talked to Kate. We've worked it out. We're just not right for each other. I'm not attracted to her. She's a great person. It's just not for me. It's just the way relationships go.
Yeah.
But he's still wearing a wedding ring.
I know.
So that hasn't happened yet. And filming wrapped how long ago? Yeah. So are we just to take that because of this after show that they chose to stay together?
Well, the after show is taped immediately after. I know we have to move on. I think the best thing, the best way to end this is everyone in the chat is saying it doesn't make, it's no excuse for treating the way, treating Kate the
absolutely
way he does.
Absolutely not.
So, let's move on quickly to our Rate These Couples and our Gold Star Award. So, rating these couples, Stephanie and AJ. Real quick round table.
10, easy 10.
I got a 9.
Okay.
8.
Ooh, okay. They get a 9 for me. Keith and Christine.
Keith and Christine, I gave a 9.
You get a 10 this week.
Nice!
Whoa! Is that your first 10? That's the first 10 you've given out.
I always do the lowest. I'm so jaded. 8.5.
Oh, 0.5 though.
8.5.
Okay, Will.
Keith and Christine are getting a 9 from me because I don't believe in decimals.
Give them a 9.85.
Jazz and Will
get a realistic 7.
Okay.
From me.
That's really good. I was somewhere between a 7 and 8. I'm going to give them an 8. Okay. I'm going to give them an 8 because they dropped a little bit for me.
6.8?
Why did I think about it? I'm so jealous.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You know
what?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
That is clever. For the first time ever, I'm rating them separately. Will is getting a 9 from me. Jazz is getting a 7.
Ooh, wow.
She dropped that much because of her thing? All right.
Very much so. Kate and Luke, we don't need to mention. Mm-mm. Negative, whatever.
Nope. Disqualified.
Thank you. All right, let's get to our Gold Star Award. So real quick, who gets a Gold Star Award from you, Mike?
Well, just because everybody's finally come around, we're going to give it to AJ this week. And because of his throwback flower gift, which is very thoughtful and very, very cool thing to do.
Touche.
His pictures.
I love the drag race. The go-kart race.
Where are they? No one puts those little hats on before the helmets at a go-kart.
It's
this is not the
cute
Indy 5000. They're not like taking turns.
I love it. Gold Star Award for you, Maddie.
Even though I think AJ is going to burst at any second and he has crazy eyes, I love their date. They went go-karting or drag racing.
My bad.
And then they did wine tasting. That's so fun. That's like my dream date. Yeah. So I love that.
So cute.
I'm giving my Gold Star Award to Christine for the unfiltered after show.
That's good. That almost isn't fair because it's not the actual show, but we'll give it to you.
But who cares? just because, you know, we got to give that after show a little bit of stars because,
like,
you know, ours is better. But anyway, that's pretty much it for us this week, guys. We can't wait. We only have like 1 or 2 episodes left, hopefully, I think.
I got a shout out. You know, I'm in the chat. I'm in here with the chat with everybody. I got a man. Deirdre Ricketts, hooked me up. Gold star is for Mike, me, for coining the phrase, Steph's reality is Kate's fantasy.
Yay! Oh, my God. I love it. I love it.
Thank you
guys so much for joining us. Our extended panel, we love you so much. We love to continue the conversation because there's too much to fit in one after show. So Mike,
I am Mike. Thank you so much, guys. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
Hey, guys, I'm Carmen, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at King_Karma_.
And I'm Maddie Pox. You can find me on Instagram at Maddie Pox. Thanks so much, guys.
And I'm Takira Shabre. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. And in the comments, we will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.